Yeah. Hi, guys. Episode 14, Septic Safe. Recording episode Pagoda City Records. Woo. So you work here. We're at Gaga Works. I always love that I come dressed in like a t-shirt and jeans.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Jenny.
I'm Margaret. You don't fucking know by now.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, I work.
Yeah, here. Yeah. So I show up dressed like a bum, and then you're always like dressed nice
like
for
a
work.
Bum. I too dress like works a bum. That's funny. I like that. You do not look like a bum. You look cute.
Thanks, dude.
If you're a bum, wow. Well, you're a cute bum.
I'm looking good.
We have to talk some shit.
We
like
do.
Literal shit. Yes. Not like just frustrations with other human beings. Mm-hmm. Like last week, I'm never constipated, but that we had dinner one night and I was just so gassy and farting. But like, and I thought like I had to poop, but I couldn't poop. And then, you know, the farts are coming. And if you think about a fart is basically just like, it's like a secretion of air coming from your butthole where the poop is living. It can't get out. So it's like little like air pups. So you're smelling literally turds.
Yes.
Probably turds in it.
That's why I smell. There's like little, I think little there's little poop particles.
So that happened. And thank God I did poop then the next day. But I thought, well, that's you.
Goodness.
You were just hanging out there, just waiting to come out. And then the secret poop bathroom at work, it's not secret. It's a bathroom with one seater, if you don't know. It's your first time listening. And you go in and you lock the door and it's great. It's very comforting.
Yeah.
People have been knocking though lately. I think it was the cleaning staff, but that didn't happen last time. But I walked in and there was fucking toilet paper left in there.
Mm.
Like, and I thought, I wonder if it's a listener.
Like a nicer roll than what you could normally
have? No, like toilet paper in the toilet.
Oh.
Like no one had flushed.
No one had flushed.
It hadn't finished flushing. There wasn't poo-poo, but I thought, is this a message from a listener? Someone know I come here and they're like, I see you, like a little code or something. Yeah. Then I flushed it and everything was fine.
And everything's good.
I pooped, flushed.
You know, it's weird. I've been having fantastic poops the last 2 weeks since we recorded.
Oh, that's great.
From regular, little bit of constipation, not to brag,
like
but
it's,
it means a lot to me.
That's good. Do you think the podcast is helping
struggles,
you stay regular?
I think so. Man, yeah. I'm more mindful.
We'll help your constipation. Listen to
totally.
Septic Safe podcast.
You know, it is something, okay, real stuff right here.
Oh.
If you eat like fruit or something after a heavy meal, it can cause fermentation in your gut. And
ew.
Yeah, and that'll cause gas. So there you go.
Oh,
real fact to help
some
you out.
Some people, like, I feel like we always had like fruit salad, like with the cocktail syrup
when
I was a kid growing up. I feel like we did eat it first.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
It
like,
is
who
weird.
Eats that?
Yeah,
like, who's
eating
like,
for dessert?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Here's some fruit cocktail with the syrup. Although the syrup was banging.
Yum, yum.
Oh, weird. This isn't funny, but my grandfather, we called him Pappy, he would take peaches and cut them up real thin and put sugar on them.
Damn.
And let them just sit. And then you put them in the fridge and eat them. And my God,
that
if that,
good.
That wasn't the best thing ever. But like, I grew up in a family where like, we just put sugar on fucking everything, you know, like Cheerios. My mom, I remember my mom like spooning sugar out, stirring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And God damn if it wasn't good.
Oh my God.
Sugar there, sugar bear. Loved Honey Smacks. I personally love cereal. What else? Mm-hmm. Sugar. There's one other sugary kind of moment. Oh, soda. My mom would buy like fucking 2 gallon bottles of Coke, Pepsi, and I would wake up and just drink that. Like that's my normal. And it wasn't until I was in college that people kind of were like, do you drink water? I'm like, what? And then I started drinking water.
I don't remember drinking water that much. Like growing up, I don't remember having like, oh, I'm just going to have a glass of water.
No, I think we had to at dinner sometimes, like with our grandparents, but never just like, ooh, I'm going to have some water. And now I'm sitting here with my, you know, glass bottle of water I take with me everywhere. But good Lord, my kid drinks a lot of water.
Good.
He gets, you know, apple juice cut with water, but.
Cut with water.
Cut with water. Yeah, he gets full strength. Yeah, it's fine. It's cut. It's clean cut. I don't want him to get too crazy. But yeah, the sugar epidemic
wilding
is
out.
Real. And I fucking love sugar. I love Blow Pops. Like, I have a sweet tooth like no one else. It's probably, I can't see my pussy anymore. That's okay.
Oh, man. And speaking of not seeing things and down there or whatever.
Wherever. My butthole.
So you told me earlier that you were like stingy with your lotion. I am too. Elbows, ankles, feet. That's
right.
It.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I put it on my lower half, like my what's this part called?
Calf.
Calf, my calf. I don't know my body parts. My calf, my knee. But above the knee, I'm like, sorry, you guys are too big up here. But I realized I was doing that. I was like, all right, thighs, we're going to lotion you up. And they were like, oh, thank you. Thank you so
thirsty.
Much. Right? They're like, you fucking bitch. It's so true. You did it too?
Like, I do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Only like pretty much whatever's exposed from my clothing, but usually not my thighs.
Like your elbows.
Sorry, thighs.
Let everyone out there stop being stingy with your fucking lotion and put on your thighs.
Can we talk about elbows for a second and how awful men are?
I had an ex
Did you tell, say how
awful, man. I had an ex tell me that he almost broke up with me because I had a weird fold over my elbow.
Take your hand off your elbow so I can see it. Now it goes straight.
It's not weird. Like
it's just like a little frowny face.
Yeah.
Like, or like an old lady's vagina. Like the,
yeah.
Well, let me
give
do
it to me.
Finger back.
Come here, boy.
Yeah, you guys should see that. That was good. That's terribly mean.
Yeah, right?
What I have two funny ones from ex guys. One was from high school. So like, but I was sitting. He's like, is this cellulite? And he like pointed at my like, we were sitting together. I'm like, yeah. And so like, I changed my, like I was forever aware. Like I don't want to sit that way ever again.
Yeah.
And then another one in college was like, do you shave your face? I have really pretty skin. And like, you know, I have-
You do, it glows.
Thank you. It's the makeup. But anyway, but up here, like by my ears, like I had like probably some darker hair.
Oh yeah, a little fuzz.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I don't look at it like you can see it. It's not there, Jen. I shave my face. I do shave it. God damn it. But at the time I didn't. And I was like, no.
Weird.
And then like, you have sex with someone that says that? I do. Yeah. But you're like-
we did.
Like you put a bag over my head first, but it was fun.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
Do you remember that awful joke? Like, oh, she's a double bagger in case the first one breaks.
I didn't hear
so
that.
So fucked up.
Oh, it's funny though.
So fucked up.
I'm like, men are terrible, but that's funny.
Right? Thanks for making us feel like shit about ourselves.
Right? Double bagger.
Speaking of, I don't know how to segue into this, but
just say. You don't even have to segue.
Billy Joel or Billy Idol song that.
I hate Billy Joel for the record.
What is this song about? Like, oh, I should, we should fuck the fuck all night. Yeah. Like, what kind of, like,
with
how,
the rebel. Let's think about the lyrics.
Good for you.
With the rebel, yeah. She
cried more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to, that's all I remember.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is his life? Like, great music, bro.
Yeah, right?
She likes to fuck.
That lyric is good. Lyric is good. I was actually, this is so funny. I was listening to the radio this weekend and there was Guns N' Roses on almost every fucking station. I got in my car from getting groceries and it was like, Guns N' Roses. I'm like, holy fuck, Axl Rose is dead.
Oh.
So I go to my phone and I like look it up and there was like an Axl Rose death hoax, but in August, but it wasn't the same day.
Okay.
But I was like
maybe
convinced
they fell for it.
That he fucking died. And thank God, Axl's still alive. There's
goodness.
A funny, mean picture of him. I think it's called a meme, the kids call it. And it's like, it's when he was a little heavier. I don't know where he lands anymore in his physical appearance, but I respect him. And it's fine to gain weight and lose weight. Anyway, it's like, it's a picture of him. And it's like, welcome to the jungle. We have lots of cake. And he's like a little portly in the image.
It's funny. Do you remember? Okay, that Welcome to the Jungle song in middle school, sixth grade. It was my first middle school dance.
Oh, fun.
I was in
guys
a
were fucked up
khaki
too.
Jumper that my mom made me.
Khaki jumper.
Khaki jumper. And a real wide shoulder. And like buttons down the
now
chest.
Now I see her bra.
But they were buttoned all the way up. Oh. And it came down to like my ankle.
It's like a fucking Mennonite.
It was like a Mennonite.
Did you wear like a little handkerchief on your
I head? Might as well have because I was like such a dork. And welcome
you're
to
not
the jungle
get fucked behind
on.
The bleachers.
Never. Not even finger bang.
Oh.
But they came on and I was doing the dance, the Axl Rose dance with the legs coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And when he
and
said,
like when he holds the microphone, I fucking love that dance.
And then when he says, on your chin and then the knee,
yeah.
I dropped to my
knees. Oh my God, I would have loved you so much. Oh, I would have loved you so much then. Oh, I would have died.
Oh,
I would have dropped to my knees with
like,
you.
Knees.
That's funny. Oh my God, you did that. What was the reaction from the audience?
They were like, what the fuck is up with that girl? But that same dance, I won like a giant pencil, like a 4 foot long.
For your
like,
dancing?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it was a raffle.
Oh,
like I just
went.
And then one
raffle.
Of like the eighth graders like, can I have the pencil? I'm like, no, you can't have my pencil.
My pencil, bitch. Yeah. Respect
fuck you.
Me.
Bend over.
I wanted to say something mean about you real quick.
Stop me. Real quick.
But just like with the outfit, we're like you were like, no one will finger bang me. Like if a guy's fingers got like close to the dress back then, they'd like shrivel up like little carrots. Ah! Just because that outfit would do
it
that.
It was tragic.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I had some tragic shit going on back then too. I mean, I don't even want to talk about it.
My mom made me shorts one time.
She made
she
you shorts?
She wanted me to go to the dance in the shorts, but I wore other shorts underneath it so I could take them off when I got
you were
there.
Like, fuck this.
No, yeah, they
Did
had
you have,
some
like,
weird
spandex
like,
shorts?
Asian, Japanese, like a... Chinese writing on it. I'm like, I don't know what they were. And they were like, culottes.
Oh, no. You would have gotten beaten the fuck up. Like, they're taking you behind bleachers and beat you. That's so sad. Did your mom make a lot of your clothes?
Up until that point.
That's so sweet. But was that, did she find out that you took the shorts off? Or
She probably knew. Yeah, because I think when she picked me up, I didn't know.
You like, didn't, my locker. You didn't do the full circle, like, lie. She's like, I see now. You're done. I stole once from a store. I'm just going to say it. I was in high school and I was with a friend who had been doing some light shoplifting of some things. And it was in Ames, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I stole some stuff. Well, a very small amount. Anyway, and I was leaving and like a security guard got me and like it was really scary and sad. And I have never stolen anything since then. Like it was like definitely a peer environment. I was probably a freshman in high school and my parents were divorcing. So I'm going to blame it on that. Fuck them. But anyway, like I had a stern talking to. My whole family was like shaming me. I didn't get to go to the dance and a boy that I liked like ended up like, you know, connecting with another girl. But then I fucked him after high school, so it's all nice. Good. It's all connected.
It's all connected.
I still got him. Anywho.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I stole, they had this little, like, kiosk. It was like a Snoopy kiosk. So there's, like, razors and pens.
Kiosk.
I know, it's a cute.
How old are you?
I think it was, like, 8 years old.
That's innocent.
Okay, but I was, and my neighbor, girlfriend. She pressured me, and she was from a Catholic family, like, so straight. I got in so much trouble with her, and it was all her fault all the time.
What a bitch.
She totally.
I hope she got pregnant in
Karen.
High school. Perfect. Fucking
so,
Karen.
I stole this stuff. I had a jumper on and it had like a little pocket in the front.
Thanks, Mom.
My mom probably made it for me for my stash. So I put like marbles and like some other stuff in here. And the mall that we were in had like a ramp thing. And I'm like skipping down the ramp and these marbles come out and they come rolling down the ramp.
You stole marbles from the
marbles
Snoopy kiosk?
Yeah.
Oh,
and my mom's
God.
Like, what are those? I'm like,
You didn't get busted though.
Karen told me to take them. You know, I did get busted because my mom made me go to the security guy and be like,
shit.
I stole these, sir. I'm sorry. And
no.
I'm like, but it was Karen's fault. And then, And then I stole pencils from a church once. Karen and I went through all the pews of this church.
Pew, 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 pew.
And we stole all the pencils from the church. Like, I don't even know what they're doing there. Like,
right,
you know,
just take them. They're cute. They're like golf
making
pencils.
Notes. Yeah,
yeah,
totally. Yeah.
Oh, no, actually
pencils.
They are long. I feel like they're blue.
They were all different.
Yeah.
Lengths.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. They get what they can take. You know. Collection
they
plate.
It was a
they
church,
were
and then
it.
The nursery school where I went, and it was like right down the street from my house. So we went in. We're like, hey, the door's open. We're gonna
shit. Did you get caught for that?
No. Good. And then I stole a Cadbury egg once, and I didn't get caught because remember the commercials with the bunny?
So cute.
And it looked so cute.
And they're
and
delicious.
I ate it. No, it was fucking disgusting. I thought
I like
it was
them.
So gross.
But you're like, I'm finishing it because I went this far.
That was the
far.
Last thing I stole.
Oh, unrelated to stealing, but when I was a little girl, I lived in Reading, and we had like a street. You know, we lived in like on Linden Street. Hey, anybody know that? Anyway, I had my little tricycle. I ran right into a neighbor cop's vehicle with it. But I'm like a kindergartner. Not even.
Innocent.
Innocent. My mom made me like fucking like fess up to the cops that I did that.
Jeez.
And I was like very traumatizing.
Fuck the police.
Yeah. Right? What if I had said that? They'd be like, oh, that sucked. Well, that was a fun journey down memory lane. Thefts and running
criminals.
Into cop cars. I think we're going to lose sponsorships now. Oh, wait, we don't fucking have any.
No, we're fine.
Continental. Continental.
Yeah, I love how you say Continental. Like it's a continent.
I always say it.
Continental.
Continental. Are you still not using butt wipes?
I'm not using my butt wipes. One thing I did steal. I stole a giant roll of toilet paper from a Perkins once. Like, I put it under, like, a giant.
You mean, like, it
roll.
Was in the bathroom?
Yeah.
It was, like, one of those
and the
real
thing was
big
open,
ones.
So I You're opened like, it up and I stuck
obviously.
It up my sweatshirt. And I stole it.
You did that? You didn't get caught.
I didn't get
What'd
caught.
You do
well,
with
my
it?
Dad was like, where'd this giant roll of toilet paper?
I don't
like,
know.
Perkins.
Just appeared.
He didn't care. He thought it was funny.
That's funny. In college, like, we were so crazy our freshman year of college. We, like, took the orange cones at a construction site, like, took them to our dorm.
Nice.
We're like, oh, we're so cool. So fucking stupid. I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Really. Not because of that. It's just all the other stupid things I've fucking done.
We've all been there.
What about your client? I want more clients.
Like, oh, okay. Okay.
Be a whole client corner.
We'll do a little talking
client
shit.
Client corner.
Talking shit on my clients. I don't think she's going to listen.
Okay.
Okay. She has a southern accent. Anymore. She sits in my chair and I'm like, hi, so and so.
Please, would you be?
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, Jen, I'm so miserable. I hate my face. I hate my hair. I hate my body. I hate my life. And I'm like, what?
She's like, so don't fuck up my hair. Yeah,
seriously, it's all on you today to make me feel good. No, I'm like, pressure. Jesus Christ, don't do it. I'm like, I don't, like, what do you want me to do? Like, you can't make you feel better about yourself.
Weird.
Like, so I go straight to hair. I'm like, well, we can put little lights in to like slim your face. Everybody thinks they have a fat face. Most people don't have a fat, round face.
Right.
And she's like, I have a fat face. I'm like, no, you know, but we can do this. No, I don't want to change my color. And I don't want to cut my bangs. And I don't want to take any length off. And I don't want to do anything different.
Put a bag on her head, Jen.
But make me feel good. Make me feel better. I'm like, oh, God.
God, your job, that's hard.
It's hard.
That's
it hard. Is so hard.
People rely on you.
Should I fire her?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Add her to the fucking list.
She's exhausting.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's perfectly fine.
You stressed me out.
What if you, like, what if we stop, or, like, we end this episode, and you're like, Margaret, I'm firing you from my hair squad.
No.
I would be so fucked.
My hair squad. I like that.
Yeah, your hair squad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a squad.
Mm-hmm.
Fired. Fuck Trump.
Done.
Sorry. Just going to say that.
Oh, my God.
He's a piece of shit.
He is a real piece
Fuck
of shit.
Fuck him. Sorry. I don't know why I'm like just thinking about Florida.
Ugh.
As we do. What if they listen? Like, oh, if you're if you're that lady,
it's you.
Message, yeah. We'll give you a $5 gift card to like plastic surgery. No, see if it can like
supercut surgery. Here's a Lords and Ladies gift card. Go somewhere else.
Send him away.
Party gift, yeah.
Send him away. Give her a little tap on the butt.
Yeah, get out of here.
And then you can go walk with her, you take her there to the thing, and you'll be like, I warmed her up for you.
She's ready.
It's all connected.
Yes. She hates herself slightly less now. Here you go.
Right?
Oh,
good luck with that one.
I think some people want me to be like, oh, no.
You're right.
Don't, you know, like, but pep talk. I'm like, oh,
sure.
God. Find some friends for that.
My poor husband, I'll be like, insert negative comment about myself here.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't say anything. I'll be like, the correct answer is. And he's like, babe, I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk to you about that stuff because it's not true. And like, I'm like, oh, it's not true. I gotcha.
Made you say it.
I'm a nice wife. We were talking about something. Oh, micromanaging. There was some kind of meal. It was like a micro, I don't know, but it ended up being like a micromanaging meal. Not me, but it was just funny because I was like, oh, it's something I do. Fun. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, we get obsessed about the little minutia, like what's for dinner? What's this? Like it's like anxiety inducing.
I'm
like,
always obsessed with what's for dinner.
Right?
Like what if we would be so bad at being like real poor? Like, I'm almost real poor, but I'm gonna go see a movie today. Fuck it.
I was so poor when I like first moved out.
Mama's
so poor.
Yeah,
I had like my meals were like a bag, like that boiling a bag of rice with like salsa mixed in. I'm like,
sorry, that's disgusting.
I didn't know how to cook.
Oh, like college era meaning?
Yeah, like early 20s when I like first like moved out. Yeah, I lived with my sister for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
So you were like fending and your sister wasn't like helping you.
Yeah. She was younger than me, but yeah, you know, we had no foundations growing up.
So sad.
No life
skills. I didn't really either. We were eating like Ritz peanut butter fluff sandwiches, crackers in the dorm, and we would get I smoked marijuana in college. Shocker. Oh, gosh. But, you know, you get high, you get the munchies. Mm-hmm. And I would, we would go through a cycle of like sweet food, salty food, sweet food, salty food. And then we'd end with like a blow pop.
Did you throw up?
No throwing up with this one. Then you end in a blow pop, but then you're like, I need salty again. It's like this cycle.
Vicious cycle.
I mean, have you ever had the munchies?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You just cannot stop.
Oh, it's just amazing.
My parents asked.
I haven't had that in so long.
Speaking of the fluffy sandwiches, my parents asked my younger sister and I to cook dinner one night.
Aww.
It was like, I was like, I don't know, 12 and she was 8 or something. And they left because they're like, we're going on a walk. We want something to eat when we come back.
No pressure.
We didn't know. We had rice, and we thought you put rice in the microwave with butter and water. So we didn't have any butter. So I put Crisco and water in. It didn't cook at all. It was rocky. It was even harder than it was before you cooked it. And then we made peanut butter marshmallow fluff sandwiches on saltines.
God, I really want to eat one of those dinner. Now.
Maybe you should teach us how to cook.
Right? I know. Thank you for these life skills. They will take me far. Not. Yeah, no, my mom was not the best cook either. Like, she made this thing once called Impossible Cheeseburger Pie, and we dubbed it Impossible to Eat Cheeseburger Pie because, and she was so sad because now that I, you know, I don't know, I understand cooking takes time and you do put some love in it. Like, how mean. She must have been, like, ready to fucking hit us all because, like, we're just like, ew, this is so gross. Like, ew, take this away, bitch. Like, be like,
I'm trying
mean,
my best.
Right? Fuck you, mom. Fuck your fucking dinner. Poor parents. And, you know, dads cook too, but that sucks.
My dad would make chili occasionally. Oh, and then, like, every now and then we'd have a breakfast, like pancake, the bacon. But that was, like, super rare.
I love pancakes. I'm sorry.
It was like breakfast, cereal. Lunch, you were on your own unless you were in school because then it was provided.
Thank
like,
God.
No,
I
no
love school lunch.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'm going to eat good food. But now it's like,
Oh, the ham patty sandwiches.
Like, oh, my God. Mm. Yes, I like the cheese. I'm so excited to talk about school lunch. The cheesesteak sandwiches.
Yes.
They would do it. You had to like commit in the beginning of the day. They do like a roll. How many want sauce? How many want onion? And they were like, they made a certain amount. And I fucking always was like, I think I do want sauce and onions. And I would like take someone else's. And the pizza. And we had peanut butter balls,
are
like balls with confectioner sugar. Do you know that?
They're
like little. They're like
not with
balls.
Chocolate.
No. But those are Buckeyes we were talking about. These were like peanut butter balls served in a paper cup. And I would eat pizza, the square, and take the peanut butter ball bite together.
Mm.
Oh, God. I think I just came in the pants. Okay, so
speaking of coming
in your pit, yes, there's a wholesome shit we need to move to.
I had a client ask me if I was familiar with buckthorn, like as an herbal medicinal like remedy.
I thought it was like a pillow, like a buckthorn pillow.
You know, I was like, I think I've heard of it. And I was like, what's it for? She's like, it's for vaginal dryness. I'm like, does something about me read dry vag? She's like, why are you telling me?
Right?
This?
Do I smell cat food? Yeah. That's so
loop
weird.
It up. Yeah, like, why? I'm like, she's in her 70s. So I'm like, okay,
well,
of
why?
Course. Yeah, you know, but I don't know. And she's like, well, you can use it for other things, but vaginal dryness, like straight out of the gate.
Like right when she sat down, she's like, let's get this party going. Did you just make a dry vagina sound? I want to amplify
like a newly
that.
Newly wet
post.
Vagina sound.
Did you say a newly wed? Newly wet.
Newly wet. Freshly wet.
A newly wed.
So it's not always like, you know, we're adults. It's not always ready to go down there. But like every now and then I'll just be like, you know, like wiping on a Tuesday morning, be like, oh, hey,
bingo.
It's go time.
Bingo, bango.
Too bad I work in the half an hour.
Well, it doesn't take that long, does it?
No.
funny. Yeah, no.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We were in like a dry spell just because it's like a 3-year-old. It's not very sexy. He's not even 3. He's fucking going to be 3 next month, but it's been hard. It was hard to do it, but now we're feeling better. But
good.
It's fun. But it's very much like, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
It can get predictable. And
yeah.
Like, oh,
so
okay.
But you gotta make it fun. You gotta tell stories. Like I'll sometimes be Melania. He'll be Donald. Literally, I'm just kidding. Ew, that would make me dry.
Let's do it on Ivanka's grave.
Oh yeah, he put it in like the first hole. Like he buried her in the first hole of his golf cart.
Yeah.
Like no doubt. Like
but
that's real.
He made it a cemetery because he for tax reasons.
Dude,
pay taxes
how can
if you have
support this motherfucker with all the shit he said and done and like just the person that he is? I can't. It is a culture of morons. I'm
for
sorry.
Sure.
And I'm not like this Joe Biden. Like, I don't want to like suck his dick at all. Like, he's not great. But like, seriously,
he has some
fucked. Humanity to him.
Yeah.
But Donald's
bit.
Like.
Even if he can't articulate.
Right? Oh, that was good.
Can we go back to sex for a second?
Oh my, I always want
okay,
to go back
so
to sex.
You know the show Fleabag?
Yes, I fucking love Fleabag.
It's an amazing
Turn
show.
The priest, goddamn.
So my mom is talking to my niece. I'm not there. She's like, you know that show Fleabag? And Maddie's like, yeah, I've seen it. And she's like, that reminds me of Jennifer.
Like Fleabag?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. And oh, I was like, that's not like, a compliment.
She's like, I think, I know. She's like, I think the first scene she's having like anal sex or something, what? Right? I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, we just had a family gathering like 2 weeks ago and my niece Madison tells me this. I'm like, oh my God, my mom thinks I'm a slut. Like,
but
what the
anal?
Fuck?
Like your mom even referenced the anal
yeah,
part?
Yeah, like she thinks like, I'm all about that. Oh my God.
The birthday hole. Like, Jesus,
the birthday
your mom's
hole.
Name.
Yes.
Like it's not an everyday thing.
Oh my
your
God.
Your mom doesn't know you at all.
Yeah.
Your hoeing days are behind
yes,
you. Although I did, you know what I did?
What?
You could fire me because I did put your tip money.
What?
Sorry. Yesterday when you trim my bags, I said your money's on the table.
but you're my friend.
That's true. I'm not a dirty fucking man. We are not anti-men. We're anti-asshole men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's be clear.
Let's be clear on that. Because like we love JR producer. Hey, JR.
Yes.
Like he's awesome.
Yay!
He's yeah, woke. He's a woke producer.
I try. He That's my new handle, woke producer. He has woke producer.
Nice.
He's got a futon casting couch stuff in here.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Just
we're the magic cabins.
I gotta get rid of it.
No.
Anybody want a futon?
No. Leave a message.
I had a really dark joke.
Oh,
real
I love
dark
jokes.
Dark humor.
Okay, I'm ready.
So if you're gonna kill somebody, at least have the decency to eat them afterwards.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
Okay, yeah,
right?
That seems
like, make
good.
It useful. Like, maybe we could stop eating beef and chicken and pork and just eat people.
Yeah.
And it would be a win-win for the climate.
Yeah.
What do you think? Less people...
So,
less
like, if I'm
mass.
A murderer, like, you're telling people to be, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, basically?
Yeah, like, if you're going to kill somebody, like, at least, like, be, use some. You, yeah, I don't know. It came to me at a really dark time.
No, I see your point. I see your point. I think if you're going to murder someone, yeah, and you're, like, instead of going to McDonald's, you get yourself some bacon
yeah.
from their ribs
yeah.
that you process.
Yeah, oh, yeah, some ribs.
Okay,
it's gross. I'm sorry.
I'm not offended. I'm just, it's
just taken aback.
I'm imagining like people like, I murdered my wife and now I've made this strudel out of her. I guess strudel's a dessert. Chili.
Yeah, chili. I don't know.
Mixed bag so, chili. Sue chili.
Sue chili.
I don't know.
Karen
her name.
Burger.
A Karen burger. See, you brought it full circle. I love it.
We got to wrap this
we
up.
We got to wrap it up like a condom at a Game of Thrones orgy. That was so fun
talking
to you.
Thanks for sticking with us. This is
yeah.
a long one.
This is a long one. I hope you have your like data chart out with the lines like the scientists or the detectives connecting all the dots.
Ooh.
You got to stay with us. But guys, thanks for listening. We're ready to get played out, Jay.
Yeah.
Come on, play the cue the music. Catch us next time. Follow us on Instagram at Septic Safe Podcast. Email us also. Listen on Spotify or Anchor.
And ask us questions.
Ask us questions and have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.